Hello everyone, my name is John Obricki. I am an ORISE postdoc working at the USDA ARS National Laboratory for Agriculture and the Environment, and my supervisor is Dr. Doug Carlin. The title of this presentation is Assessing Farm Operations, Technology, and Management as Indicators for Corn Stover Harvest. There are several reasons why producers may be interested in harvesting stover. We heard about a few of them in the previous presentation. Of course, there's available markets for that material, for animals, but also in bioproduct use. There also can be agronomic reasons for removing that stover. You may allow, particularly in northern climates, you may allow your fields to warm up slightly faster in spring, and you can also remove some of that material to enable greater planter access. Just two examples. And you might also want to remove stover because it could be a habitat for a pest that you are concerned with in your field. So if it lives in the stover and you take away some of that habitat, then you're going to reduce the amount of that pest potentially. However, there are several reasons for keeping residues in your field, and you're probably very familiar with these as well. You don't want to take off too much because that then makes your field susceptible to erosion, depending on your field characteristics. You want to keep that material there because that assists the nutrient cycling back into the soil. And particularly, you want to keep that material because there's a lot of carbon in those stalks. And if you keep the carbon in the stalks and the stalks stay in the field, then you can help cycle that into your soil over time. So then in a classic management question of how much. So how much above ground biomass can be removed? Is it none? Is it some? Is it all? Many other options as well. Numerous research groups have looked at this question, and current stover removal guidelines, particularly for Midwest soils, are that you want to have a sufficient grain yield, and by that, the guidelines suggest greater than or equal to 11 megagram per hectare, and that's assuming your regular moisture content. So in those conditions, when you have sufficient material, you could remove maybe 40 to 50%, you know, leaving 50 to 60%. And that the amount of material for that would be between 4 and 5 megagram per hectare of stover removed. So that would help you remove that material for any potential use you need, but also keep enough material in the field for all the soil benefits that we just discussed. So our research question for this project is nationally, are there differences between producers who do and don't harvest the stover? And we looked at several types of variables: operations, technology, and management. The data source that we used is the Agricultural Resource Management Survey. Some of you may be familiar with this set of surveys. They do them yearly. They do them for all different kinds of crops. The most recently available data for corn is from 2010. The ARMS data is maintained and conducted by the ERS and NASS within the USDA. And recently, there was an Ag and Environmental Letters paper done by Schmer et al. That looked at national summary data for corn stover removal and then also livestock. So that I reference this because it's a really great resource to look at a big national overview, and it helps contextualize this current presentation because we're using the same data set but then looking into producer characteristics. From the results of that survey data that we accessed, the number of producers that answered yes to a question about did you remove corn stover from the field that we were asking you about was about 8%. So we had roughly 200 respond that yes, they removed stover. The removal rates ranged. The national average for these respondents was about 3.5 megagram per hectare, and it ranged from just below 1 to approximately 7. Some of the factors that appear to influence stover harvest decisions would be if the producer owned the farm field. So here we have a table split by respondents who said, yes, I removed stover, compared to no, I did not, I kept those residues in the field. So slightly higher percent, we had 70% of the respondents who did remove stover owned their field, compared to approximately 60% for those who kept the residues in the field. Growing grain corn, using it for feed, again, that percentage was higher in the people who removed stover than who kept the residues. And as may be expected, if you answer yes to a question about removing or burning residue for pest management, you would likely be removing that stover. Certainly you could burn that residue and not remove it. So these were some of the factors that seemed to indicate some type of separation between the two groups. But again, there's high percentages of people who kept residues that also owned their field and who, you know, used grain corn for feed that kept their residues. Many harvest factors were similar between the two groups. So if you harvested grain corn, if you harvested silage, or if you grew corn for ethanol, the percentages were the same between the two groups. Many common conservation practices, their adoption rates were also similar between the two groups. So some of these practices, of course, if you adopted them, you might be able to remove greater amounts of stover, for example, based on previous research. So did you use cover crops on that field? About 5% in both groups said that they had. Soil erosion control practices, again, 8 and 10%. Conservation tillage was 7% higher in the residue keep in the field, but it was still 23% and 30% between the two groups. So there wasn't a clear separation of I'm going to remove stover and adopt multiple practices to protect the soil relative to the group that kept residues in the field. Another factor that could affect whether or not stover is suitable for removal is if your field is classified as highly erodible. And in both cases, remove stover or keep residues, 10 and 11%, there was not a clear separation there. The survey also asks about, here's your field, what did you do on that field many years, so four previous years? And so we were looking at this variable because we're thinking, perhaps if you're removing residues, it may fit within a different type of cropping system overall compared to if you're keeping residues in the field. This was not the case based on the survey data. Primarily in the spring and the summer, that growing season, the producers in either group were growing corn or soybeans. And then as we saw on the last slide, the lower adoption rates of cover crops in both groups, in the fall winter, none was the most frequently reported crop for that same field. So again, in both cases, we're seeing very similar production systems between the two. Corn and soybeans during the sort of regular growing season, and then in the fall, winter, nothing in the fields. Stover removal rates were consistent across relative farm sizes. And so here along the horizontal axis, we have the state mean residue removal rate. And here on the y-axis, there's a ratio that is calculated using ARMS data where respondents are weighted by the number of acres in their operation. So the size is acres in this case. So you take the average weighting factor for those that remove stover, average weighting factor for those that keep residues, and that ratio tells you something about the relative farm size within that state. So if you're above one, the farms that are removing stover tend to come from slightly larger farms relative to those that keep it. If it's below one, that's flipped. But here the key point is that between that 2 and 4 megagram per hectare, you have that wide variation going in the vertical direction. So it really didn't matter if farms were relatively larger or smaller. It was all sort of within that 2 or 4, and that average was, you know, just about 3.5. Now within those existing recommendations, you can see that most of the field sites were certainly lower than that 11 megagram per hectare recommended level. So this is from 2010, so it's a few years previous. The other thing to note is that I'm drawing these 50% removal and 40% removal lines all the way down to lower yields that would potentially not be suitable for any stover removal. But I put those lines in as a guide because those previous recommendations, 40%, 50% removal, just to help us look across the entire data set. So there were a few states where it looked like the respondents who were answering the survey, they removed stover. For example, there's one here on the far left that the average yield for that state was about 6 megagram per hectare, and the average removal rate was about 6. So that's pretty much complete removal. But in most cases across the states, if you're comparing the average state yield to the stover removal rate, they were well below what we would expect to be complete removal. So generally then, we looked across a lot of different variables to try to see how are these groups comparing? Are there any differences? Generally, a key point to keep in mind when we're talking about these differences is that stover harvest was not very common. It was reported in 8% of the survey respondents. Most of those variables that we went through, operation, technology, and management, were similar between those two groups. So there weren't potentially largely different cropping systems between those two. Some key variables that did seem to stand out are that farmers who owned their acres harvested feed corn and removed residue for pest management. So those might be some factors that are worth looking at in future research projects. Again, looking at the crop sequences, those were similar, which was kind of unexpected. We were thinking there may be some differences in how, if you're removing the stover, maybe you're planting more cover crops, or maybe you're changing up what you might be doing, but those were similar between those two, between 2006 and 2009. But this level, this analysis looks at the, so we had the national level from that previously published paper, and then we're sort of looking at sort of the national and state and looking at these characteristics. But there's lots of previous research and ongoing work that looks at regional and state level analyses. So we're looking at this issue of stover removal from multiple scales, and so it's really neat to see how all these different scales fit together. If you have any additional questions or information that you would like about the project, please feel free to contact myself, John O'Bricky, or my supervisor, Dr. Doug Carlin. Those are our contact information email addresses right there. We're also both here in the room. If you are interested in using the ARMS data, there was a link earlier to the ARMS data, or if you just search for it, you can get to that. I would really like to thank Bob Dubman and Doug Hartwig for their assistance with putting together the application to access the data and then use it and work with it. And I would also like to thank ORISE. I'm on an ORISE appointment, and I really appreciate their support, and this project was completed as part of my appointment. If there's time for any questions, I'm happy to answer them now as well.
Any questions?
The next survey was conducted in 2016, in case you're wondering about that. The data become available potentially later this year or early next year.